This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Data is where it's at, as you know. Who has yours and what they do with it? So with that, news today that Google is going to buy a software company called Divide. They make something called mobile device management technology, tools basically, to let you keep the confidential, sensitive business data that you have on your smartphone separate from the confidential, sensitive personal stuff that's rolling around in there as well. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
Okay, that's my smartphone telling me I've got a Facebook message. That's voicemail. Could be my son's school or a source calling for this story. That's telling me I've got email, maybe a picture for another story. All this stuff, personal, professional, comes flooding into my expensive little smartphone and then just sort of jostles around in there. Which could be a problem if any of it goes out again, let's say because of malware or hacking. Tyler Shields is a mobile security expert at Forrester Research.
So think about if you go and download a tic-tac-toe game from the Google Play Store, once you run it on your phone, it grabs all your contacts or grabs all your calendars.
Not only my contacts and calendars, but my employers too. Maybe also their blueprints and business plans. What Divide software provides is a firewall to separate and protect the business stuff from the personal stuff. Tech analyst Crawford Delpret at IDC.
This move by Google is to say, we are hardening the Android experience. We are going to give you more control to have a secure container and a secure place for your corporate data.
Delpret says Google needs to do this because there's a perception in the marketplace that competing devices and apps from Apple are more secure. This won't necessarily make our personal data much safer. But it might make our bosses stop telling us we have to get one particular brand of smartphone just because somebody in IT says it's the only one that's compatible with our company's security software. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Anybody else think Mitchell's got too many ringtones on his phone? Anybody? Come on now.